It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam, how are you?
Morena, I'm so tired, but that's all right.
Did you have a nice, fun weekend then?
I had a too fun weekend.
Too much fun. Too much fun for Sam.
I've started trying to fit 3 days into like a 2 day weekend and it's really not working.
That's what summer does to you. You're like, I've got all this time now.
I've got too much to do.
Do not sleep for one night.
Listen, no, let's not talk about that.
what are we talking about on Viewmaster this morning? What TV have you been watching?
The viewers are going to hate me. We're talking about High School Musical, the musical, the series. Don't tune out now.
Stay tuned.
This is the new Disney Plus show that they've released, which is trying to obviously bring High School Musical, which was around when we were like 11, 12, 13.
Yeah, it was definitely like when I was in primary school, it had its moment.
Yeah. They're trying to reintroduce it to a younger audience, obviously, and that's what this is all about. And the show is based in the real world where High School Musical was a thing, and they watched it as kids, and they go to the high school where it was filmed. And so the teacher is like, hey, like, let's all do High School Musical at our school for our school musical because this is where it was filmed.
So hang on, wait. So it exists in, I'm saying this in quote marks, the real world.
Yeah, so Zac Efron played Troy Bolton, Vanessa Hudgens played Gabriella.
In this movie, High School Musical, that existed in the real world, and this is a high school where fictitiously it was filmed there.
No, it was filmed there, I think.
Oh, I'm so confused. So are these real people? Is this like a documentary?
It's a mockumentary. Which is crazy.
Honestly, so it's not a real like.
I can't
story.
Even wrap my head around this.
It's like bonkers. So basically actors are playing people that have like watched this as kids and all about it and doing it for their high school.
Okay, so they are actors.
Yeah, they are
So
actors.
It's not like real kids in a high
yes.
school.
And okay, I'll read you some of their names because this just shows how trash the show is.
Okay.
The main characters are Nene, Ricky, EJ, and Gina.
They sound like the most Disney Channel names I've ever heard in my life.
There's also an Ashlyn, a Big Red, and a Courtney with a K.
So what age group would you say this show targets?
Surely not mine. It's honestly so trash, it's embarrassing that there's any money behind it.
Is it self-aware about this at all? Is there anything? Because it's so meta, surely they must be like, we're really on a stretch here, we're just doing this for the money.
I mean, it depends on what you kind of think of Disney Plus, because Disney Plus, in a way, is marketed themselves towards children because they haven't really included any of their R-rated or more mature properties in the original offering. So they've got like Fox and Deadpool, and that means The Simpsons and like so many other types of cartoons and TV shows on Disney Plus, but they don't have them on the platform yet. It's mainly just the old catalog of kids movies and TV shows. Not that any of those movies and stuff are just for kids, but it's very much that nostalgia factor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of confused. I'm like, maybe they are like tongue-in-cheek doing this, but at the same time, it's played so earnestly and there's no like deadpan to camera. It's all these very earnest young actors being like, this is my glee. Like, this is their glee. This is their like, I can sing, I can dance, and I can act, and I can show everyone how good I am. And it's like, okay, great, stop.
it's not Sam's cup of tea.
And it's got all those, and like, I liked Glee when it came out. I actually like High School Musical. I think it still holds up for me
these days. High School Musical, don't shoot me for this, but I think High School Musical was actually quite a good, cheesy movie to watch. It's very like indulgently cheesy. It's not really trying to be anything other than what it is. There's lots of everything you want from a big teen breakout dance sequence in a cafeteria, you know?
Yeah, and I keep waiting for them to do the breakout dance sequence in the cafeteria, and it hasn't come yet for me.
In this TV show?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And like, they are singing original songs, not the old songs. I'm like,
no,
get me to the status quo, get me to Breaking Free, like, get me there.
I'm soaring, I'm flying, come on.
Yeah, it's what I want to see. And it's got all those like regular conventions. Like, there's this is in quotation marks, by the way, this is not what I would use to describe them, a plus size black best friend who is obviously the best singer on the show, and she gets no airtime.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, sweet. And like, it's very much like that. Like, here's our cast of four, community attractive, slightly not super Caucasian, but definitely Caucasian actors that are like taking this screen time, and then everyone else is just kind of like there.
I wonder if this is kind of showing maybe Disney's non-direction that they've taken with this, because they do a lot of like press releases and stuff being like, we're inclusive now, we have one gay character in this show and they're, you know, a secondary character or something like that, and they still fit a lot of stereotypes or something like that. They kind of fall into these classic tropes of TV making. This sounds very much like it's sitting in that world. Do you think that maybe Disney Plus at some point down the line might start doing some braver TV, or is that way too much to ask from our massive conglomerate Disney?
God, I hope so. But like, you're right, there's nothing that Disney has churned out recently, movies, TV wise, movies or TV wise, I mean, has been anything groundbreaking or anything that doesn't fit the mold of the past 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Because like what the most recent thing they released was Frozen 2, and that's like two white sisters and a white boyfriend, and like, okay, we get it. Though I haven't watched it yet, so maybe it's great. I can't actually talk on that, but you know, it's we are seeing the same people or the same faces on Disney productions, which is kind of getting boring. And it, well, I mean, it's been boring for a while,
but it's also interesting because other conglomerates are actually starting to really outleg them in that sort of respect. They're like, actually, people don't want to watch this anymore. It's quite boring. We've got diverse stories out there. Why are we just telling the same old stuff?
You know? Yeah. And like, show different faces, show different voices, highlight different things. And like, seeing someone like take High School Musical and give it a spin of, you know, different races or different ethnicities or different sexualities would be way more interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Have Ryan, who was a clearly queer-coded character in the movie.
In the original
High School Musical movie, have him be gay in the show.
Yeah.
Or have his actor be gay in the show.
Yeah, he doesn't have to, you know, quietly be, as you're saying, queer-coded. He could just be a queer character. Why does this have to be? We're 2019, we're nearly 2020
now. Come on, Disney.
New decade, Disney.
Is the mouse, like, that racist and that homophobic that he just can't do it? Like, what is it? I mean, Walt Disney was, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, Walt Disney definitely was. Someone's texted in a good alternative here. They said, tonight they're watching Rock and Roll High School from 1979 with the Ramones. That sounds like a lot more fun.
Wow, what is that?
That's just a classic movie with the Ramones in it, if you want some...
Oh, I thought it was a TV show. I was like, what have I missed?
No, this is also from before you were born as well, or I was born either.
Most
but it is a
are.
Great one. And you could probably just go back and watch the original High School Musicals too if you did feel nostalgic.
I honestly almost thought about it.
Overall, you're saying don't watch this.
Please don't watch it.
Don't give Disney Plus
any of your money.
Right,
I honestly don't think they deserve it just yet.
No.
There's like Apple TV Plus, Netflix, all of them are much better.
Doing a better
when
job.
They release things like the Simpsons catalogue.
I mean,
I feel like that's going to be the draw card, right? That's going to be the thing that sort of...
I think Disney Plus is the pacifier you put in your annoying child's mouth.
Whoa, big call from Sam there. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I definitely think it would be better to see them do some braver TV, hopefully soon. That would be great.
Don't watch Braver Movies.
Don't watch Disney's High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah. And Mandalorian, which is also on Disney Plus, is fine.
It's fine.
So far,
Baby
I'm not
Yoda.
Impressed.
Fine. So Sam's on a solid maybe 40% interest.
Yeah,
Disney
sorry
Plus.
Guys. I thought I'd like it.
No, we love an honest review. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks, everyone.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
It certainly was. This time with a review telling you